Hundreds of Australian families are still desperately trying to make contact with their loved ones in Nepal after the weekend's earthquake disaster. The death toll has now reached 2,500. International help is arriving in Nepal as powerful aftershocks continue to rock the region.
Those who have family members in that part of the world is try first to make contact with those individuals and then obviously make contact with the Department of Foreign Affairs.
Australian drug smugglers Andrew Chan and Mayuran Sukumaran could face the firing squad as early as Wednesday. Indonesia has formally notified the men of their pending execution, but an exact date still has not been announced. Family and friends will again visit the men on their island prison today. Two of the country's key crime agencies are set for a shake-up in next month's budget. The ABC has learnt preparations are underway to scrap the Australian Institute of Criminology and merge its functions with the Australian Crime Commission. Now, that move would save millions of dollars, but a final decision is yet to be made. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton will receive a 4,000-page petition today asking him not to deport a 10-year-old boy who has autism. Tyrone Sevilla has been refused an Australian visa because of the diagnosis. His mother, Maria, came to Australia from the Philippines 8 years ago to study nursing and now works in the Townsville Hospital.